Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today we have with us a fashion icon, a creative director, designer, advertiser, and businesswoman whose brand has become globally synonymous with luxury. She's heavily influenced how fashion is marketed today and has built an empire, one of the most recognizable brands in the world. Welcome to the podcast, Donatella Versace.
Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you for everything you say about me. I don't know how true they are, but thank you anyway.
No, that is all true. First of all, you look beautiful.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Thank you. I got this Versace sweater on, so, you know, I had to go pick this up. That's why I was running late today. So I had to go pick this sweater up from Jason, who had it.
Oh,
I had to go to his office.
Jason,
I'm going to put this on Jason. I don't want to make this like a thing, but the last time I seen you, I was actually running late as well. I was late to the fashion show.
I remember that.
My wife and I. So I want to make this a thing, but... Yeah. The fashion show in Milan was the last time we seen each other.
Yeah.
Beautiful show. Very powerful, you know, impactful show back in Milan. But what I wanted to talk about was when I seen you at the after party, at the apartment.
And I'm another person, right?
Yes. I saw you personally. Mm-hmm. I saw, you know, the Donatella that everyone don't get the chance to see. Kind of let her hair down. Music's going. We're dancing. Your friends around. Tell me about that. We were back at Johnny's apartment. He was back at the house for the after party.
It's very touching for me all the time because that was Johnny's house until the last days of his life. And so many memories come to me of that house. But I do this after party after the show because Johnny, when he was alive, he was asking me, let's do a party after the show. I knew he wasn't coming because he didn't like party. I knew. I said, Johnny, you coming? Yeah. I'll be there. But he never was there.
I was
going out with all the guests and having the parties. He was sleeping in the other room.
Yeah.
He was not a party man, Johnny. But he loves give people a chance to enjoy beautiful things.
Yeah.
Like his house.
I love that. Being there, I got a chance to hang out with, you know, some of the models. Gigi Hadid is my favorite model, and she was there.
We
got
a chance. I cannot say it was my favorite.
I just throw it out there. I can say it.
I adore Gigi.
Gigi's amazing.
The first fashion show for me at 16 years old.
16.
Yeah.
She was incredible. And we all were sitting at the table, and we just kind of vibing. And, you know, the music was right. Me and you were dressed very similar.
Yes, very similar. Yeah.
Very similar to each other. And I felt honored because I don't feel like a lot of people get the opportunity to see Donatella in her environment. You know, I felt that you felt comfortable where you were. And like I said, your hair was down and it was just a great evening after a beautiful show.
Thank you also because you guys, the people I invite was the guys I know I could be myself, you know?
Yes,
so it's a double thing. Then you guys gave it to me the confidence to be myself that night.
Okay, well, keep inviting me because
Of course.
I keep showing up. Fashion shows. Mm-hmm. How, you know, and I think of fashion shows as like big moments, right? I've played in big games and I know how like my hands sweat, right? And my stomach
nervous, you know. Even if you do this over and over again, but it's always the first time.
Every
you
time.
Do a new show. You're never sure about anything.
Never sure.
No.
Were you sure
when you do your games before?
I mean, I got a game plan. And I'm not sure that all the shots gonna go in. But like, we come in with a game plan and you're just like, all right, I'm gonna execute this game plan that I have, that the team has and I have in my mind. Mm-hmm. How do you approach coming into fashion shows? Is it the same thing? Like, you have a plan, you just wanna execute it?
Oh, yes. Everything is like a very well thought before. First of the collection, which is made it, you know, in 3 months.
Yeah.
You take to make a collection. But when the fashion show arrives, we have to think about an idea for where to do the fashion show, and also models, and which is the right outfit for that model.
Mm.
Even if there are people who can wear everything, they're gorgeous, but you have to think about the personality, who can wear better and give more to that kind of outfit.
Yeah.
So when I do the fittings, I do the fitting for 4 days before the show, with all the collection, and the models come, and I try something on them. I say, do you like it? You feel confident? You know, you can tell me. If they say, no, I'd rather change, you know, I change.
Yeah.
That's how you give the model also the occasion to show who they are, you know, to do the wrong things.
Yes. That's great to know that, because you would think from the outside is just that you have your looks and you wear this. But you're saying that the models, sometimes you put it on them and just see how they're going to wear it, and they're going to wear it with the same.
Absolutely.
Confidence.
You don't want a mannequin. You want somebody with a soul wearing the clothes.
You don't want a mannequin.
No.
I've been blessed enough since our relationship has exploded to have lately been at a few of the fashion shows. The last one was Milan. Before that, we were in Cannes, which was at the Chateau, which was a beautiful fashion show with Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
And that collection you guys did. Talk to me about that. Like, to me, it looked like it was a different experience for you to do a collection with Dua Lipa and have that fashion show.
It was a different experience because we were doing like a summer collection, a small collection, just for people go to the beach on vacation.
Yeah.
So when you do something like that, you're more free. You know, you're not going to think about this color, you know, it's too bright, it's too strong. But, you know, you just let yourself go. And me and Dua, we thought, you know, what we're going to wear if we're on vacation, what we like to wear.
Yeah.
And we took something for the archive and we worked on that.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun. Also, we have two women working together.
Yes.
So much different.
It was, you looked so happy.
I was happy because it was a genuine moment. And the place where that villa was so beautiful. I was born in the south of Italy in a town on the beach like that. So for me, when I see the sea, you know, the sun, I feel free.
You feel free. I was, I had a guest on my podcast named Dave Grubman.
Mm-hmm.
We both were, you know, Miami ties, and we both were sitting there, and it was like we were sitting courtside, kind of the way you guys had us set up at these tables and these chairs. And we just both looked at each other across the way and kind of like geeked out a little bit, like, yo, bro, we here. You know, that's how, I just want to let you know, like, that's how big it was for all of us to be in Cannes at that moment. It felt like very exclusive, very private, just to be there and be sitting there and obviously watch. You know,
it was special because the audience was all about the people I like, I trust, you know, I admire. It was not a business moment.
Yeah,
you know?
It wasn't.
It wasn't a business moment at all.
Yeah, it was beautiful. The other fashion show that comes to mind, one of the latest ones I went to, was the LA fashion show.
Oh my God.
Now that one.
that was over the top.
That was, and it had to be moved, right? Because of the weather in LA. What is
24
the move
hours day? Earlier. Which is, you know, later is better, but 24 hours earlier.
Yeah.
We did the fitting with the models in 3 days to the fitting, fixing the clothes, you know, but usually you're not ready until that day. But my team worked all night and they make the thing happen. It was amazing how it happened. You can feel the people around me, the love, how much we appreciate this brand, you know, how much you want to succeed.
Yeah.
Because nobody says nothing about, oh my God, to do something 24 hours earlier, to work all night. They all work all night. So.
Yeah, and I'm sure, I mean, even thinking about that, for everybody that don't know about this, is, you know, it was rain, terrible in LA, and, you know, this big fashion show was planned, and we all were so excited. But, you know, we had heard that it was getting changed, and we had heard that it may not happen. Like, we were all on the other side, kind of
No, not going to happen, no.
There you go. It's going to happen.
Absolutely. I'm very determined.
Absolutely. And so just to get it moved up and to still, you know, to be there, It was just the crowd, for all of us, we were just so anxious, right? And we were just so excited. Everyone looked so beautiful. I came with my fuchsia, like my loud.
Yes, you look amazing.
I felt like I looked amazing.
You did.
But it was a beautiful fashion show. To me, it was my favorite one that I've been at. I don't know. It was just like you said, it was over the top, but it's just like the first person that walked up, it might have been Gigi. It was like Gigi. It's a show. And we in L.A. And it felt like we was at the Staples Center.
Yes.
Like that kind of vibe.
I photo that show, you know, about to do the stage and everything. It was very cinematic in a way because we're in L.A., of course.
Yeah.
And L.A. is beautiful and all the, we're up. So
yeah,
we see all L.A.
high.
From up. And anyway, 24 hours earlier is a problem, believe me. We 85 models, almost 90, I think. That time, because he wanted clothes to look perfect.
Yeah,
you know, it's about luxury fashion and on the way we made the clothes very luxurious. So to rush everything, but we didn't rush. We took our time. Everybody helped. I mean, what I love about the show, after the show, because all of you guys made it, you know.
Yes.
And so, but the people who work with me, the amount of people who work with me, and the love we have for this brand.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody say anything. We work night and day, and amazing.
Yeah, we were all in the back afterwards, and you know, just your entire team. I mean, you can just see how excited it was. Like it was a celebration in the back.
Yeah, so a celebration.
Yeah, it was pulled off, and it was a huge success.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Wade today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Wade.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In your tenure in the role that you've been in, do you have like a favorite fashion show that you've done to date that you've put on?
Well, I've done my favorite fashion show that I can tell you. The one I did right with my brother, after my brother's death. You know, my brother died in July, end of July, and the show was September. And then all of a sudden, Johnny wasn't there anymore. I went through, you know, so many different moments and missing him.
Yeah.
And then going, did the show and you know, being him, because being his role was the most difficult thing I did in my life. Favorite fashion show, LA.
LA,
favorite. The one you like.
Favorite. And that, you know, I think just me knowing the history a little bit of, you know, of Versace, and I think it's the music, right? Like the music, the sights, the sounds, obviously the people, right? The celebrities. And I think, you know, one thing when I think about Versace, I go back and I say, you know, everything I've heard about Johnny was a celebrity. Right?
He was a celebrity.
He wasn't just a designer.
No,
he was like a celebrity.
He was a celebrity, yes.
And the celebrities came out. And they showed up.
He started a celebrity, Johnny, when nobody did.
Right.
And it was the first red carpet of an actress. I think it was Penelope Cruz or somebody.
Yeah.
It was Johnny, but nobody used to do celebrity cross.
Nobody would do it.
Nobody. After that, everybody started, you know, after a few years. But Johnny started.
Why you think Johnny started the...
Because he loved acting. He loved anything that has to do with people, or to put a lot of effort to become somebody. Mm-hmm. And this is how, you know, celebrity are. Movie, you in sports, and, you know, they excel. And Johnny was doing people, a lot of things for people who excel in their job.
I love that. I was probably 9 years old when this fashion show happened, but please, can you walk us down the 1991 fashion show? I heard this is one of the most iconic fashion shows, the one with Cindy Crawford and
Naomi Campbell. So this supermodel, we're at the beginning of her career. And whenever I did a fashion show, we always need pictures.
Okay.
You know, what's the divided between pictures, girls, and fashion show girls.
Okay.
Who knows how to walk, who knows how to pose. I was doing the advertising campaign with Richard Avedon, one of the most iconic photographers in fashion, with this kind of girl. And for the first time, I said, Johnny, I had to bring her to Italy to start to use different girl on the runway and everything. The thing about this girl was their personality.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of personality. And Johnny was telling her, yeah, be yourself. No, don't be a mother, be yourself. It happened so graciously, the thing of the song, we were backstage, the three of them talking in those three little dresses, and Johnny told them, why don't you go out and sing, do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah. You know, and this was not possible at that time. Nobody was doing that.
Right.
Everything was so precise, you know, well thought. And Johnny gave the freedom to be themselves.
He's not afraid of pushing the boundaries
always,
a little bit.
Always push the boundaries.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, to be iconic, you have to push the boundaries.
Absolutely.
Right?
If you follow the rules, all the rules, it's not gonna, you're not going to be a god.
Right. I think.
Well, I'm not saying nobody has to follow the rules. Some rules.
Yeah, follow the rules, everybody. Please follow
without
the rules. I think the one thing which, you know, what I loved about and what I love about the brand is it showcases and celebrates women. Right. And I think, you know, looking at a lot of looks, it showcases and celebrates women's bodies.
Absolutely.
And also, too, for men, you know, when I look at it, I feel like, you know, it allows us to feel sexy.
Okay. You said exactly the right words, because being sexy is something who makes you more sure of yourself.
Yes.
You know, if you can approach very difficult thing, but if you feel, you know, you have that kind of thing on, you feel more sure of yourself.
Yeah, you feel more sure.
And it's not a sin. Make the woman look sexy. It's not many people were open to that. Johnny was open from day one. I follow him.
Yes. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you so much, because it's changed, you know, it changed the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now, like you said, after Johnny started doing it, you see so many people.
No, people are doing the
and
same.
And to be the first is always hard, but it's legacy in that.
At the time of Johnny was Johnny and Giorgio Armani. Those are the two threads, which I admire. Giorgio Armani is amazing what he did, but we're totally different styles, you know.
Yeah.
Giorgio Armani was very serious, chic, don't take risk. Johnny was the opposite.
Yes.
So, and the two of them, we were perfect together at that time of them.
Did you see that? So going back a little bit, your mother was a seamstress.
Yes.
Right? And this would both of you learn from your mother. So
You know, we were looking at what luxury is, because that was luxury. All the seamstress, my mother, doing it by hand, you know, was not factories did clothes at that time. It was like, you know, luxury, made by hand and everything.
Yeah. So for all of us who don't know, the idea of starting a family brand, right? So Versace is a family name, family brand. Where did the idea come from?
So I was at university at that time, so in Florence. And Johnny was start to be a designer mm-hmm. because we had a boutique in the south of Italy, and Gianni was helping for the buying of the clothes. He was going around buying the clothes. And then all of a sudden, two brands, remember that? They asked him, would you design something for us? Because he was asking particular thing for the store. So we understand he did something, you know? Mm-hmm. He was describing what he wants. And he started with a small company. And that's how he started to be a designer. You know, yeah. He didn't know it was going to be a big one. He just loved it to do it.
Yeah.
And I was at university in Florence. He was working in Bologna, which is very close. Every weekend I had to go and work with him. I have to. Mm-hmm. I want to go out and party with my friend, which I did anyway. But it was all about party all the time. I had to go to see what he was doing. It was, people appreciate it. And little by little, it became Gianni Versace.
Yeah. And
because he was always true to himself.
To himself, yeah.
Always free in his mind.
Yeah.
And because Gianni was gay, and at that time it was really difficult.
Very difficult.
To be gay.
Yeah. So. But he was free. He was a free
man. He
mind.
Was a free man. Yes. He was a free man. He was pushing boundaries for people to accept themselves.
Yeah.
And to explain them, you are worth it.
Yeah. So recently I was on a show, Fallon. I was on Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know,
I saw you.
You saw me out there. And I was talking about our collaboration, which we would get more into, but the name. And so my entire life in the States has been Versace, or in the hood where I come from, it's Fosachi. We don't even say the whole, we just say Fosachi. And I think recently you've talked about it. I've saw it in articles. Everyone is telling us the new way to pronounce, or the right way to pronounce, I'm sorry, is new for us, but Versace. Can you tell us a little bit more about like how we got it messed up and how why it's been messed up for so
very
long?
Easy, because in English, the E is written like E, Versace. In Italian, the A is a E. It's a language.
Yeah.
Everything, every word in America, we finish with the E. You call it E, Versace, but it's not an E, that's an I for us.
Okay.
For us. But you know, I don't mind. I don't mind fun.
I'm like, how did it take so long for us to actually hear
it's
the
difficult because it's our last name. It's not easy to pronounce. Versace.
Yeah.
It's a lot of consonants.
Versace. Yes. Look, and that's a great segue. And so obviously Versace has been highlighted in so many songs, so many lyrics. The ones with Bruno Mars and the ones with Migos. I mean, that's culture for us, right?
It
that's
is, big it is also culture. For us. It's also right. For me, it's culture. So proud and so happy.
Yeah. What do you feel about that when you hear that?
Oh, I was so, my second thing in my life is music. I adore music.
Yes.
And I was friends with giants in music, like Prince, George Michael. Mm-hmm. And I remember going to Paisley Park a few times with Prince. He was showing all this thing and explaining that the sounds I make. It was so exciting. It's so creative. So I think music and fashion, they have something in common.
They definitely do.
For me, it's very, very important when you do a show, to have the right music, mm-hmm. good music. Mm-hmm. We will love Versace, the musician at the time. Yeah. I always loved the music. So, you know, for Prince did a whole soundtrack for Versace.
Really?
Yes. He did at that time was a little cassette, not disco. He gave the disco to play.
Yeah. Could we find that? Could we get our hands
on it? Yeah.
Can we get our hands on it?
He was starting with Welcome to Madame.
Welcome to
the Dome.
The Dome.
This is a Versace experience.
in his Prince voice.
Yeah.
I know like when the brand early on, everyone knows it from like, maybe we know it from the runway, but it was a brand that was made for musicians. I mean, some of you guys' friends, like Elton John, different artists would had certain things made for them when he was on their tour.
Yeah,
like very personal pieces. I mean, Princess Diana. Yeah.
Princess Diana, she was like very amazing. Personal. She was coming over. She was like such a normal person.
Yeah.
She was a princess. And she wore the gloves because she felt feminine. She was saying that I feel feminine in this clothes.
Yeah. Was that a personal call? Like, hey, I need y'all to make this.
Yeah. That's a personal call. We were going, me and Gianni, to Kensington Palace to deliver the clothes because we had lunch with her, the children. She was so down to earth and so amazing.
Yeah, it's a photo that I remember with her, and it was just, she had on like the sky blue.
Yes, dress. Yeah. Oh, she would look amazing.
Yeah, it like it was painted on.
She was a good friend with Elton John and Gianni.
Okay.
So she had so much fun with them. She went to see them all the time.
Yes. So before I throw it to Bob, let's talk a little bit about this global campaign that we have going on. Mm-hmm. A lot of people I know were surprised when our billboards last year popped up all over the world. And we've continued and now we're in our second run with it. One, why me? Let's start with that.
Because who you are.
Talk to
who
me.
You are, what you did in your career, in your life, your decision, your acceptance, many things. It makes you really the only one I could work with.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. And I mean, you've made me bigger
in
life.
For us, when you decide to work with, for me, talk to somebody, and it's, I need to know more about them. Mm-hmm. So what we do in the private life, about how great you are in all the decisions you make. We respect that. I respect that so much.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And, you know, it's...
And you're not good, bad looking, by the way.
Well, if they hit me on my right side, you know, you catch me on the
you're
left.
You're kind of good looking.
If you look on the left side, I'm not bad. You see all my photos is on one side. but I get so many people, whether it's social media, whether it's text message, I'm getting so many people that are sending me, you know, all our billboards and all of our posts, like everywhere.
Everywhere.
All around the world.
Yeah. China to in Japan, everywhere.
I just came out of a tour from China, 2-week tour, and I can go and see it anywhere. Like, you know, obviously when we started the relationship, it was about getting to know each other and building, but to be able to be where we are now and to see Versace and my name together everywhere around the world, I just want to stop and say thank you.
Thank you
for believing in it.
We thank you.
Yeah.
I thank you.
Yeah. The vision is... Y'all see the vision. It's happening. It's happening in real time. We got more cool things to come. We'll talk about them a little bit later. But, you know, for me and the community I come from, we've always admired the brand. And, you know, I don't know if you know, but like even a lot of movies, you'll see like a guy like the top rapper or the top gangster or the bouncer. They always have on all black and they always put on them Versace shades. Them biggies. Yeah. They wear the biggies.
Oh, the biggies.
They wear it like the biggies are.
Because Big Notorious wore those sunglasses. That's why I call it Biggie.
Yeah. So it's embedded. Like this brand is, I just want you to know, like it's embedded in our community. Like,
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like big time.
One of the show, Jenny was alive, was done in the garden of Via Gesù, his palace. Mm-hmm. And that time was Big Notorious and Tupac.
Really?
Yes. So Tupac performed for us. Imagine Tupac performing in the garden.
What?
Incredible. Incredible. So this is how much your community was important for me and Jenny.
Yeah, it's so, I didn't know that. I
mean, it was 22, you know, just before he died, because 2 months after he was killed.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm a big Tupac fan.
I never forget the moment when Tupac was there. I mean, this kind of people, be notorious there. I never forget the moment.
Oh, man.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, I'm going to throw it to you before I hop into my next.
So I wanted to know a little bit more about the creative process. From thinking of a collection, like, do you think of a collection as far as I'm going to make a trend, or do you follow trends, or like the process from the collection to the show?
The trend is the people that decide if it's a trend. You know, if people wear, many people, different people from different area wears the clothes, that's a trend. You cannot decide a trend. But what you can do, I'm very loyal to myself, what I like. And the clothes has to make people more to love themselves and more sure of themselves. Yeah. So to give confidence. And this is my only goal with the clothes.
Clothes to be additive to the personality. But
to give you now, to give you confidence to have your own attitude, to express yourself. Mm-hmm. That's why we're very different from many brands, you know, because we want to give confidence. And also, we're very open, you know, anybody can wear this clothes, mm-hmm. you know, and reach something in life. This is how we like to think.
Yeah, I do feel like the brand is a lifestyle brand. Mm-hmm. And I know you guys have went off into perfumes and home goods and furnitures. And so yeah, it's really become a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle because we have everything. Yeah. Not just the clothes.
Yeah, not just the mm-hmm. clothes. But what I love about it is the different financially you are in life, I feel that everybody has an in into the Versace family.
Yes.
You know, some way, somehow, no matter what levels that you are spending. I feel like everyone has in. That's why I feel like it's a full lifestyle brand.
It's a full lifestyle brand. Yeah. Right. And that was my brother, you know, start to do furniture for the house. And that was Jenny's idea. Because if you wear Versace, you want to sit in a good place.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Versace. So I start to design everything else. At that time, nobody did. Now a few designers do. But when Jenny started, nobody was doing that.
Yeah.
He created a lifestyle.
When you took over the brand, what kind of pressure was on that?
Oh my God.
Yeah, let's talk about pressure.
The king was dead. Jenny was the king.
Right.
And I had to walk in his shoes. So I was petrified.
Yeah.
I was petrified, insecure. I didn't know what to do. But I knew I have a company around, many people working. I could not let down. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure it would be me. You know, I was thinking about who could do it. And then I did it.
Then it became.
I did it. I mean, the first show was not good.
It was no good.
No. I didn't like it.
But you are, well, we are our toughest critic.
I didn't have enough confidence, right. You know. Even if I was working every day with Jenny, you know, and torture him during the work. No, I don't like this, change it, you know. Also, we had so much fun, but we fight a lot, me and Jenny.
Yeah.
But it wasn't good, my first one.
It wasn't good.
It was like, oh, I don't want to make a mistake. And when you start thinking like that, you make clothes that are not relevant, you know. Yeah.
So nothing from that show you could pull back now? Nothing that...
Oh, no. I know I pull back. After that experience, I said, no, it's not going to happen. This, I need to think different and not to be afraid.
Yeah.
But to feel Gianni Versace's shoes was not easy.
Yeah. But you've created your own, right?
Yeah.
Like you didn't step into his shoes. You created...
I created my home because, as you know, I love music.
Yeah.
So I was friend with a few great musician, just for their music, not for the clothes or to dress them. And that gave me a lot of confidence because I saw the creative process for them I was. And how tough it was, but how brilliant was the result.
Yes.
And gave me a lot of confidence. Yeah, you say it was a lot of people in your community.
Yeah, the community.
Yeah.
Can you clear this up for me? Because I've heard so many different stories. The Medusa. Where and how did this become?
We'll find the Medusa.
Okay. I've heard like multiple stories about the Medusa and the exception, like the beginning of it and how it became the logo for the brand.
So my family,
yes,
we're from the south of Italy, exactly Reggio Calabria, which is the last city in front of Sicily. So we're seeing Sicily from our house.
Okay.
And there were a lot of antique thing, you know, the antique story in the south of Italy, Greek story, especially Greek gods and everything, but what we were founding, you know. Mm-hmm. And we were doing some research, people from in front of, you know, next to the sea, and we were walking, me and Gianni, by, and we saw this Medusa. It was a Greek goddess, yes. Medusa. And I said, oh my God, she's strange. Oh, she's strange, but you know what, Gianni, we can't take the eyes off of her. Mm-hmm. And that was the Medusa was in the mythology, in the Greek yeah. mythology.
Very
once
seductive.
You look at her, you can look at anybody else.
Yeah.
It really happened like that in this piece of Medusa, antique.
Really?
And, yeah.
I've heard like 5 different stories. I'm glad.
No, this is a real one.
This is the real one. Oh my God. Thank you for clearing it up.
It was risky too, because in the mythology, the Medusa can kill you if she wants. She's so strong.
Yeah.
But she can be also somebody who give you confidence.
Like she can lock like her.
Yeah. When you put your eyes on her, you cannot take it off. That was the power of the Medusa.
And so that created the Versace sexiness.
That's what represents Versace, Medusa. It's a woman who's not a woman. It's a because she's which is serpente. Sorry, Italian.
Snakes.
Snakes in there.
Yeah.
So she wasn't a good, nice, classic icon.
Okay. Thank you for
bringing
that
up
for us. Because
that's a great.
Yeah, like it's so many things out there. So many people
you
have it wrong.
We found in the south of Italy, in our city, in Reggio Calabria, during when we were looking for, you know.
Yeah. Like someone said that when you got to the apartment in Milan, it was on like the door.
Everything.
Yeah.
We were everywhere. It was a representative brand, but Gianni, they would say, if we really believe in this, let's put it everywhere. It was in the door, was in the also the knife, everything to heat, you know.
Yeah.
She was everywhere.
So I have a random fact about you that I found out through my research.
God. Well, what is
and,
it?
And the only reason I'm saying it's random is because we're both on the same wavelength. I heard that Chinese was a language you wanted to learn.
Yeah.
Okay, so I spent a lot of time in China, and I want to also.
Really?
Learn. Yes. I'm in meetings a lot, and I'm talking to a lot of the fans, and like, you know, it's a lot of things being said. I'm like, wait, I you know, but I know it's one of the toughest languages.
The toughest language to
learn.
But I'm going to start to study.
Are you going to study?
Yeah.
Can you hook me up? Can we
okay.
study? I need to learn at least just like keywords.
I can tell you. Because I'm obsessed with that part of the world
yes.
too. You know, the lifestyle we have, how young the people are, the crowd is in China,
yeah.
the age of the people are so young and full of ideas, and I'm obsessed with Chinese
yeah.
language.
I'm tired of just saying ni hao ma when I go over there. Like I wanna know more, because, you know, obviously I'm doing business, you know,
yes.
around the world, and this is an important space for me. And I'm like, I need somebody to help me
yeah,
through this journey.
Not good to the translator, what they say? What
yeah,
they say?
Yeah.
No.
Like, it, you know, it no, kind of no, weakens my position
annoying.
A little bit.
It's annoying.
Okay. So we both are in the same.
Okay. So we study together.
Well, there we go. We're going to study. We're going to learn some words
yes.
together. One of the things that I love about you every time I hear you speak, and not a lot of, you know, first of all, the audience that would be listening, I'm sure a lot of them probably have not had an opportunity to hear you speak because you are such a private person. But when I hear you speak a lot, I hear you speak about women empowerment.
Absolutely.
Women.
Women empowerment or men empowerment. Because, you know, men are fragile as a woman sometimes,
mm-hmm.
you know. They can be strong and very fragile in another moment. So when you give confidence, empowerment to be whoever you are, and don't be afraid to show who you mm-hmm. are. That's why you're the same clothes.
Yeah. And we sit here today on Women's International Day.
Yes.
Obviously a very important day in the world. And to me, you are a voice for always making sure that you empower women. And, you know, I just wanted to make sure that I know that's something that's important to you. And, you know, every time you get a chance to use your voice, you make sure that you say that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. So we're in the power. We're in that stage on here. We're about empowering, obviously, everyone's voice, but, you know, definitely about empowering mm-hmm. our women, for sure. You and I both have a love for a community. It's the
Absolutely.
LGBTQ plus mm-hmm. community. We sit here right now. We're in West Hollywood at the LGBT Center here in LA, one of many. And you've done an incredible amount of work.
Yeah, I hope to do more.
Yes.
Because we're all the same.
Yes.
You know? With no difference.
Yeah.
And people should be look at and have a voice
yeah.
like everybody else.
Yeah, talk about your experiences.
Well, what is this world missing for me is acceptance.
Acceptance, yeah. yes.
And with all of us be more accepting and, yeah. and you know, listen to different voice, different way of being.
Yeah. As a father who daughter is mm-hmm. part of, you know, this community, which our family is a part of the community, my daughter, Zaya, I've obviously had, as we know, you have a lot of hate, but we also have a lot of support.
That's horrible. Right. Hate for what?
Right.
for helping do the right thing.
Yeah. You know? Have you had to deal with a lot of that personally? You had to deal with a lot of hate because of your support of
Well, I had a lot of hate right Jenny after that because people who said that he was gay.
Yeah.
So it was my fault because I don't know, something people are not accepting. No, acceptance is a very, very difficult thing.
For a lot of people.
I mean, when Jenny, that was 25, 27 years ago, it's still the same today.
Yeah.
You know, you think you reach different places where people accept each other. No.
Yeah.
I don't think, I mean, I hope it will be like that, but it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's up to us. We have a voice mm-hmm. to explain to people we are all the same.
Yeah.
We're all human beings.
Yeah. That's one thing that links us is the fact that, you know, we both, you know, support. You know, the LGBT.
You know, my brother was gay, Jenny, and yeah. He went through hell at that time because it was a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
People make fun of him. People call him names. He went through a very, very rough time.
Yeah.
And I always support him. I've always, you know.
Well, I mean, you're doing an incredible job. And I know when
I'm very happy to do this for this center. It's amazing.
This center is incredible.
Incredible. What we do is incredible.
In your time, how have you seen the acceptance? How have you seen it grow or...
The acceptance
dissolve.
Grow in the big cities all over the world. Only the big cities. But
LA,
if you go
New
away,
York.
Yeah, LA, New York, Rome, Milan, you know, other cities.
Yeah.
But when you go out the big city, it's the same.
Yeah.
You know, it's not acceptable. Because not enough people talk about this. No, but people explain what is it, you know. There is no difference really, you know. Yeah. It's... What counts is who you are as a person,
mm-hmm.
your values, how you live your life, mm-hmm. how you respect people. But acceptance, they need to be a real thing.
Yeah.
Right now.
I mean, my family and I, we feel that we've gotten richer as a family because we've been lucky enough to get to know and be accepted by and added to a community.
Mm-hmm.
Our life has gotten richer because of it, you know, and that's, you know,
this
that's
is so good for you
that's the way
say.
We feel, you know, and mm-hmm. that's the way we look at it. And we're so thankful for our daughter to share her community with us and allow us to be a part of it and to be allies and to be, you know, people who speak on and be a part of it because we understand the importance, you know, of it as a black male, as a black man who's from the black community that we feel is always getting, you know, stumped down and stepped down and, you know, and not getting a chance to grow. Mm-hmm. I don't feel that we should do it. Why would we do it? Why would we do it to another community?
Yeah.
We don't like it the way it's been done to us. And so we try to make sure as a Wave family that we're building relationships. We're speaking on and speaking out from our personal experiences, but also to understanding that so many families are going through this feeling of not being accepted. So many people.
Yeah, that's horrible. That's terrible.
Yeah.
So I mean, you did a fantastic thing
with
your daughter. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And the people admire you for that. I can tell you because I hear people around that admire you very much.
Yeah, I mean, we wish we didn't have to be admired
for something.
That
yeah,
is,
you're right.
For us, it's just human nature.
Yeah,
you know, it's like it's leading with love, and you know, love is the acceptance for us, and nothing else matters.
Absolutely, I agree with you.
Yeah, unfortunately, everyone do not think that way. But in the midst of it, I think you and I both, and something that I feel like maybe we both wake up every day, and why we work so hard is because of family. Right?
Family is so important.
Family is so important. You have you have two kids,
yeah.
Allegra and Daniel.
Yeah.
I have multiple kids.
How many exactly?
this show is not about me. How parenting style? Being so busy, building, taking this company to as many heights as it has been, how have you dealt with being a parent as the person that you are in this world?
Well, the family always give me a lot. And my children, which are very different from each other.
Yeah.
One is like, he plays music, he's a rocker, roller rocker. And the other one, she's very, you know, with feet on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But both of them, they gave me so much strength, so much acceptance of mm-hmm. who I am, how I live, that, you know, I wouldn't do it by my children. I wouldn't be here in the life of my children.
Yeah. They give you
they
that,
give me the confidence. They give me confidence.
Yeah.
I didn't have to explain anything to them. Yeah. They give me the confidence. It's not easy to be daughter or son or somebody famous, you know.
Not at
especially
all.
Yeah, you know that.
Yeah.
Especially growing up, you don't want to be, I'm not the daughter of or the son of. And that's I understand. We're very, very private, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I go home, I talk to them, and I can say anything I want. Their acceptance is there.
I need to understand, and my kids need to understand, how do you be public facing but be private? You guys have done a great job of it. We haven't done great job of it.
But when I'm private, I'm private.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to have something not to share with everybody. That's with my children, my family, and my dog.
And your dog. I mean, just as a...
It's difficult. It's very difficult.
It's very difficult.
Because people want to know everything. But if you're a public person, you want to know everything about you.
Yeah.
But you have to have something that's for yourself.
Yeah. Is any one of the kids a part of the brand, like a part of it, the family brand? Of?
Only my daughter.
Okay, she's a part of it.
And, my son,
then he don't want no part of it.
No, he loves music. He plays so many instruments and he loves music. He's a musician.
Yeah, that's awesome. Bob, you want to jump back in?
I wanted to get into how fashion has evolved and how... One point when you mentioned the celebrities, like the actresses were getting to the fashion row. I remember when you back in 2010 went to the fashion
2011.
Show, 2011 mm-hmm. to the fashion show in Milan. Did you embrace or did you see the coming of athletes and like now athletes are now athletes like NBA players?
Yeah, like us
coming to the fashion shows, being so tall.
It's not about only rock star and actor and actress. I mean, I love actress. I love the effort, the strength, everything they do. It's so how much effort we have to put to be a great athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, for me, it's very, very important to have different kind of community coming to our show. And all the effort, you know, the pain we go through to become who we are, you have to say, wow. You know,
a lot of respect in it.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
They came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me share this story. So 2011, in Milan, was my first fashion show that I attended with Versace. And I had just came off of losing the NBA finals, maybe a couple of days or a week before. So I didn't want to come to the show because I was a little embarrassed. Yeah, I was sad. I was embarrassed. All the things you after losing in the NBA finals. But we did. We came to Milan. We attended the show. That was my first time meeting you. Yes. Afterwards, we had like a little dinner. My first time meeting you, I was sitting at the same table. You probably don't remember. I was a little guy.
But you never was a little guy.
Carmelo Anthony and I both attended the show together. And it was like, I've never experienced nothing like that. I would say that. That was the first time I was like, oh, this is, it felt like the NBA finals. Like all the cameras and the flashing and the whole show. But to take it back to Bob is my videographer, photographer.
Yeah.
Bob was shooting me around that time, and we didn't have a ticket for Bob to get into the show. We only had, I mean, you only get one. And Bob actually snuck in the show. He was in the photographer row.
Front row.
Like when the show started, I looked around and I saw Bob in the front row with the photographers. And I was like,
just looking at Bob, I'm not, you know, not surprised at all.
That was
amazing. I mean, another story.
Yes, amazing. Snuck in.
That's the show that made me, actually. So I have a special connection to Versace as well.
Yeah.
Because ever since then, I've been sneaking the show ever since.
Now we like, yo, just walk.
Just walk.
Just
come on and walk.
Yes.
Well, we got pictures in the back. We got pictures sitting there pictures from Bob that's there. So it's cool. And to go back to that moment, obviously a very tough time in my life as an athlete by losing in the finals. But a couple of days later, getting a chance to experience something that I've never experienced before, being at the fashion show.
Your moral a little bit.
Yeah.
I have one more question. Where do you see fashion going as it's evolved? Like, where do you see it going?
Certainly, we are aware of the, you know, our planet, for sure. So we really need all of us to think about how to don't make bad things to our planet. So fabrics and way to work and different things. So I'm very concentrated on that. It's very difficult because especially for fabric, print, and, you know, you need some chemicals to do the print and everything. So we're really with a study about that, how to we can become more, you know, ambient conscious. And that's what is one thing. Second thing, I think what I'm afraid, the young designer, you know, maybe we listen too much today to business people, with all the respect for business people. And before, when Jandy started, it was not like that. It was totally creativity, free creativity, was do whatever you want, you know, not have to answer to anybody. Today is a huge business. So everybody, the merchandise, the CEO, marketing person, they try to tell you what you can do or what you cannot do. Thank God I don't listen to any of them. So, but I wish the next generation doesn't make these people control them because we need to create.
Be free,
creation is something to do freely.
Yeah. I think that's what we all love about fashion, right? It's the freedom of it. It's the expression of it.
Yeah.
Fashion expresses personalities and traits without even saying a word. And so to have, you know, those constraints in there is not, that's not fashion. You don't want those roadblocks.
They think they're very important. It's for something very important, but we need to leave people creating freely and accept everything they do. Don't judge.
Yes.
That's how fashion will get famous, because it was free.
Because it's free.
Freedom, complete freedom.
You guys are, it's like, I like to use the analogy Picasso. You know, you guys are your own Picassos. You're able to paint whatever masterpiece. You won't. Then you come out the room and show everybody. You know, everyone.
So he's sneaking one of my show. Wow.
Yep. Let's just say he snuck in one of the show. Yes, he did. We got the footage and everything. Outside of fashion, Donatella. Like, I know everything. When everyone thinks of Donatella, we think of obviously Versace. We think of fashion. And that's not just who you are. No. You know, obviously we understand it. We know that you're a mother. But outside of that, like, what else excites you? What else is an interest
in yours? I thought music. And I'm very curious. I like to travel.
You like to travel?
Like, I want to learn Chinese. I want to learn Chinese. And see different culture. Yeah. Especially young generation. What we think about us. What we're doing. Yeah. Travel is one big part of letting to know different places and different kind of thinking.
Yeah.
It's very important for me. I love my family, mm-hmm. of course. I don't know if you love me still.
I'm sure they do. It's hard not to.
Very difficult manner. And I read a lot. I like to read.
You read a lot.
Yeah, a lot to read.
Yeah.
I'm very private if I don't have to work, because yeah. I'm so much around the world working, you know, doing different shows, different kind of work with you can want to be, you know, not in front of everybody always.
To
have your loyal friend that has nothing to do with fashion.
Yeah.
Because those are the ones that will tell you the truth.
Yeah.
If you were good, the show was good. I want to listen to real people.
And so this demanding, obviously, schedule that you, I mean, it's feel like it's fashion shows every other week, month, everywhere around the world. And that's just,
after
that's
this,
just what
I'm
we see.
I'm going to go to China.
Yeah. Which I just got back from. It hasn't left opportunities for other business interests. Like anything outside of fashion.
No, I love music.
So just music.
That's the only, you know, I love sports. I'm looking at people like you and what you achieve, your body, your mind, because it's not only your body and your strength.
Yes.
It's also the concentration, you know, and the determination to reach. So this is what I like. The same is for music. You know, the great rock star, the great star, people really gave all of themselves.
Yeah.
To that. Like Elton John was a good friend of my brother, but look what creativity he had his whole life.
Yeah. I like to say as an athlete, you said the mind. And I feel that's one of the things a lot of athletes don't get credit for is their mind, right? I think the physical is what leads. Everyone sees the physical, but the mind is actually our
greatest
tool.
I mean, the mind makes your body work.
Yeah,
right?
Well, definitely. You got to tell.
That. It's the mind makes your body work. It should be talking more about this, because as you say, it's true. We only look from outside.
Yeah, they only look from the physical
part. But we don't know the determination, how much your mind has to work to reach.
Yeah, I a lot of people ask me, like, do you miss playing the game? And, you know, it's things around the game that you miss. But I was telling them, when it comes to the actual game, what I actually miss is I miss being in chaotic situations and being the calmest person in the room.
Being cool. So let's try to be cool and calm.
Wow. Yeah, like, you know, when you're down one, you got the ball, you're on a roll, the clock is ticking down, you got to make the shot. It is chaos around
it's
you.
Chaos.
And you got to calm your heart rate down, you got to calm your mind down, and you got to focus on the work, right? You got to focus on that. And that's the thing that in this life that I'm living now as a businessman, like, I miss those chaotic situations. I think I try to create chaos sometimes.
come for a fashion show, me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You find so much chaos.
Yeah, like, so what's your chaotic? What's your chaotic moment? Like, is it?
Oh my God, so many people involved. Though, when you do a not when you do a collection, when you do a fashion show and make up a hair and we have crew of 20 people, 30 people each one. So backstage is full. It's like an arena, you know. And the lighting people and to control, you know, the set, everything is so much. Plus the press, you know.
The press, yes.
You have to talk also to the press. And all this, you know, we're looking at you, so I cannot scream. I try to be, oh yeah, can you do this? But I want to, hurry up. This is what I want to do, but I can't, you know.
Yeah.
You have to control yourself in this kind of situation.
Yeah.
Handling different things.
Have you ever walked in a fashion show?
No, too small.
Right. Like, yeah. I want to walk one day. I'm just going to throw that out there.
You can walk. Absolutely.
I want to walk one day, but I think that would be like such a rush.
Everybody said the same thing. All the model, especially when they start, they're like, you know, we're so afraid before. When we put the feet on the runway, and they love it. They came back, wow.
Yeah, it's nothing like that.
Because also they feel the people around looking at them, they feel, you know, the power of that moment.
Was that like a 10 to 15 second walk. There's like
a rush. No, it's more than that. For example, the show in LA was 4 minutes walk.
Four minute walk.
She's so long for a runway because to the stairs go up and down.
Oh, wait.
But it was huge, the place. That's why.
As we get to the end, what do you feel like is the special sauce? What do you feel like is the longevity? Why is Versace been having this such longevity?
Because wasn't afraid to change.
Wasn't afraid to change.
He didn't get in love with what did yesterday. I tried to, you know, try to do different things for different moments.
Mm-hmm. Not afraid to change.
No, not
that's afraid the special sauce.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful.
That is powerful.
That's powerful.
Because we all are sitting there.
We're very comfortable in something, you know. When you change, you're not comfortable anymore. But you have to have that moment.
It's called being comfortable, being uncomfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you got to find comfort in being uncomfortable if you want to do amazing and great things, like, you know, like Versace has done, right?
Yeah.
Being uncomfortable. The name of my podcast is The Why. And it's a lot of reasons why it's called that. But I always end my last questions with that. As you sit here today with all the things that you have accomplished, with all the things that your family have accomplished, what is your why?
Why I'm still afraid of everything, like the first day. Why I'm still these nerves before a show and before, you know, meeting press or meeting I did my whole life.
Yeah.
But I always at the moment, like really, really, really scared.
Yeah.
You know?
Is it because you're a perfectionist?
I don't know why. But I think because I'm human.
Because you're human. And there you go.
And you cannot get in love with what you do yourself all the time. You always can do better.
Mm-hmm.
But the humanity is very important.
Yeah. Very important. So our why, obviously, is always ever evolving. Donatella Versace, thank you for sitting down, having this conversation with me. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Duane. Yes. It was an honor to talk to you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.